أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 87 and 88 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. A whole surah is dedicated to Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam in the Quran Sharif, in the 11 Juz, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke in detail about Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. Just to recap very quickly, Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, being a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, was sent to a place called Nenwa, that was near Mosul in Iraq. He, over his period of time of Nubuwat, he invited his people towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Their response was one of arrogance and denial of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam's nubuwat. And hence Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam persisted, like every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala will persist. And then he saw the signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab coming upon his people. And he said to them that Allah's azab is right here. And if you people are going to persist in your wrongdoings, then obviously Allah Ta'ala's azab will come upon you. However, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam left his people and he moved away from his community. And in doing so, he went to the outskirts of the city and in anticipation of the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it into the hearts of the people. When they saw the signs of the azab, they all left the city, went into the outskirts with their livestock, their animals, and they turned to Allah Ta'ala in a very sincere tawbah to Allah, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had accepted. So now the community has brought iman in Allah, they turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam had this apprehension in his heart, in his mind, that in his community, if a person was caught lying, then that person was executed, he was killed. So Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam to move further, and then he came to the shores of the water, and Yunus alayhi salam found this boat and the boatman, and he jumped onto it. It was overloaded, and the person of the boat had made a decision that this boat would sink, otherwise one person has to jump off. They casted lots. Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam's name came. The person of the boat realized that this is a pious person, we cannot offload him in the middle of the waters. So again they cast lots, in some narrations twice, some narrations three times. All three times Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam's name had come out, and then he himself volunteered to offload himself into the ocean, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded this fish to take Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam into its belly. It swallowed Yunus alayhi salam. There was a specific instruction not to devour him or eat him as food, but to keep him in the belly. And hence Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, in that belly of the fish, he made this dua to Allah Ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minal zalimeen. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then, after several days, commanded this fish to now spew Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam out onto the shores. And that incident then continues in Surah Sa'd. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here refers to him as Dhannun. Dhannun, noon actually means a fish. Sahibul Hoot also comes in the Quran regarding Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. hoot also means fish. So the person of the fish, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and remember the person of the fish, إِذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. When he left, مُغَاضِبًا means angry, annoyed. He was angry with his people, he was annoyed with his people, that they were not making tawbah to Allah, they were not turning to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَظَنَّا أَن لَن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. And Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam had thought in his mind that we will be not mindful regarding him. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. And then he called out in many darknesses, the darknesses of the night, the darkness of the sea, the darkness of the fish itself. Allah ilaha illa anta subhanak. This was his call, that there is no object of worship illa anta, but you, O Allah, subhanak. Allah, you are filled of glory. In other words, you are absolutely free of any blemish. You are free of any fault. The fault doesn't lie with you, O Allah. It lies with me. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Certainly, O Allah, I am from the zalimin. Now when you look at the dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala inspired Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. O Allah, we had wronged ourselves. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. O Allah, certainly I am the wrong. That we need to take blame. When we have done wrong, then we take responsibility and we turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In certain narrations, Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah has narrated that even the angels, they said to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that this is a voice that we hear calling you in a time of good, in the time of prosperity, and now we can see it is the time of distress. In other words, O Allah, accept and answer his call. And this is a lesson that we learn, that whether we are distressed, whether we are in prosperity, at all times we call upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we responded to his cry. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. And we emancipated him from grief. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is how we deliver, this is how we emancipate the believers, that they call upon us and we will respond to their call. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.